Well, I don't know if you've ever looked on another jurisdiction's calendar. This Sunday is the Sunday of the Canaanite woman. Now, in a Greek diocese, they're going to have this is Zacchaeus Sunday for them. And then the actual pre-Lenten begins with the Canaanite woman. So whichever way you do it, Lent is on its way. So this excerpt from St. Matthew's Gospel can be seen to have two portions. And it truly prepares the mind for the faithful, that be us, for the Lenten period. The account begins with the journey Jesus made with his disciples to the city of Tyre and Sidon. The distance from Nazareth and the Sea of Galilee to Tyre is about 50 miles and more than 80 miles from Jerusalem, which was the point of this trip's departure. Though these seem inconsequential distances to us today, it would have been rather formidable for the Lord and his disciples. It would have taken several days for them to move to the eastern coast of the Mediterranean Sea into this Gentile area of Syria. Perhaps this would have been the first time that the fishermen, who knew only fresh water, smelled salt water, setting their eyes on the Mediterranean Sea. Perhaps this is also the first time they entered into primarily Gentile territory. Whether or not is the first time that they smelled sea air or felt uncomfortable in a foreign land with strange and even offensive customs, they were with Jesus. They made their journey with God incarnate, Creator, as their tour guide. The journey of Lent is going to begin real soon. Though the church enters into Lent every year, it can and should be a challenging time. However, if we approach it with an attitude of familiarity and comfort, we have not approached it with the proper attitude. If Lent is seen only as a time for vegetarianism and other dietary restrictions, the season will be wasted. It will not be encountered. Rather, we are to see the preparatory weeks prior to Lent and the 40 days of Lent and the Holy Week that follows as a time with Christ and his disciples as he guides us through the season to the holy day of Pascha. Further, we should welcome challenges as we travel with Christ through this season. They all embarked to the Mediterranean coast after challenging interactions with Pharisees in Jerusalem. That was the initiation. And after he went out from Jerusalem, he withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. St. Mark adds this: he entered into a house wanting no one to know it. So this was a retreat with his disciples. However, as with so many getaways, with so many trips, there is always an unexpected interruption. And here we encounter it. Behold, a Canaanite woman came from those regions and was crying out, saying, "Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is terribly demon-possessed." St. Mark identifies her as Greek. Yet this Gentile woman acknowledges Jesus as Messiah by the use of her term, Son of David. This demonstrates that she somehow possessed knowledge of Jesus and had some degree of faith in him. In the text, we have a mother who is in distress over the horrifying condition of her daughter, perhaps her only child. In her distress, she enters into a dialogue very, very similar to the dialogue between Jesus and his mother Mary in the second chapter of John's Gospel, where we read about the wedding at Cana, his first miracle. In both cases, whether it's the wedding in Cana or this, we have this structure. There's a petition, a problem is stated, and there's an objection to the position by the second person, and then there's a resolution of the problem. In both cases, whether it's the wedding at Cana or this Canaanite Greek woman, the petition comes from the mother. There is Mary's petition regarding the lack of wine following the wedding. And the mother of Jesus says to them, they have no wine. In like manner, the Canaanite woman presents her petition to Jesus. Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is terribly demon-possessed. And in both cases, there are objections made by Christ. To Mary's petition, we have this response from our Lord. What is this between you and me, woman? My hour has not yet come. The Canaanite mother receives this first objection. I was not sent except for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The Canaanite woman mother responds. Another petition. But after she approached him, she fell at his feet, also an act of worship, and said, Lord, help me. Then she receives a second objection from Jesus. It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs. The Gentile woman then famously replies, with just a little bit more than a bit of pluck, Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Then there's a resolution. Regarding the wedding at Cana, Jesus instructs the servants to fill 6 large stones with water, and they miraculously become wine. The Canaanite woman also receives her resolution. O woman, says our Lord, your faith is great. Let it be for you as you will. And her daughter was healed at that very hour. Let's bring this all together regarding this day and the journey with our Lord that we will soon begin. We will be journeying into and through Lent to come to the wonder of Pascha, Jesus' resurrection from the dead. These weeks before Lent are to be a time for assessment and even a gathering together of spiritual provisions for the journey. We are to make this journey purposeful and not one that is random. We are even to expect the unexpected and pray for it to be challenging. And we may have our own dialogues with our Lord. Christ may say in our hearts, we need to fix this. We may offer up our objections until we are willing to submit and say, Lord, your will be done. Then there will be a resolution and Christ will heal us. The journey that the disciples made to Tyre and Sardin was one with Jesus. Our Lord will be with us as well through Lent. But in this journey, we travel with Christ and with the entirety of the church. As such, we are accompanied by the saints, especially the Mother of God, Mary. Again, this journey is to challenge and to change us. Perhaps we do not know what is to be changed in us and how Christ will form himself in us more fully. So we are able to pray for an increase in faith and holiness as we go through this. And we can be sure that if we ask Christ to perfect us and to purify us more fully, we may also ask his saints and mother to intercede for us, that while we are traveling along, we may receive his healing touch to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.